Bryce Gibbs, this is the really different one. It wasn't dreadful.
I didn't think so.
So
it feels like they're wasting each other's time now, doesn't it?
Well,
because the Crows are going in a different direction. That you talk about premiership windows and being around for the next premiership. Bryce Gibbs' kids might not be around for the next premiership the way things are going.
And they've got no windows.
Well, that's how far away they are at the moment.
They're in a four-wall house at the moment. There's no window.
They seem to be wasting each other's time, and maybe he's doing things right on the track, and then he gets a chance, but this is almost...
Again, is there more to it?
It's almost embarrassing.
Is there more to it? Yeah, because Bryce Gibbs, we know what sort of footballer he is. We know what he brings. We know his strengths. We know his weaknesses. But Bryce Gibbs at his best is in the worst team's best 22, isn't he?
Surely.
So again, but this has been going on for a couple of years now. Mm. So it's not an overlying relationship or a lingering relationship from past coaches.
No, it's now two coaches where this has happened.
New one. Yeah. So there's something else going on off field. Whether he has cracked it now, I'm not saying he has, but maybe he's cracked it. Maybe he's not giving his best on and off the field to the Crows. But it's probably a sad way for him to finish, because if he keeps getting omitted, then the way they're going is time to probably move him on and bring in some new blokes. They've only got two debutants in that though, so they're going to need to. I want to see more debutants from Adelaide for the next 10 weeks.